Welcome to CCN for March 2014. This is your host, Christopher Crespo, usually hosting Cinema Crespediso. If you're looking for the movie talk, that's elsewhere. Those are those episodes with the numbers on them. We're up to like 60-something. It's pretty sweet.
Talking about movies.
But we're not talking about movies, just like co-host Drew Secogran said. Drew, how's it going?
How's it going, dude?
Doing good, man. Doing good. End of another long day. Actually, it's not the end. It's the beginning of the end of
beginning
a long
of
day.
The end of the beginning.
A lot of beginnings and a lot of endings. The show's already started horribly. Thanks for tuning in. You don't tune in. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for streaming. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Remember, go to chriscrespo.com, please. Tweet us at Crespediso. Facebook us at Cinema Crespediso. Although, Drew, I think that Facebook's not going to be worth much pretty soon.
Not
unless we pay for it, so yeah.
We're not paying shit.
No, I'm not paying Facebook a dime, so our promotion efforts on there will be pretty much worthless because it won't be reaching our audience. But hey, you can like us on there anyway. We'd appreciate it because it shows other people. No, it wouldn't, actually, because the whole lack of... screw you, Facebook. We're not going to talk about Facebook. This episode, though.
We're not talking about Facebook.
No need. Correct. We're not going to talk about Facebook. I got a few things we're going to talk about. I got some usual, I got a little roundup of some news around the country and a little international news that's a little crazy. Just got to point out the craziness of this world because, that's what people do.
The world's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, the world's pretty crazy. It gives you good fodder for the odd news sections of different websites and whatnot. I'm going to try to keep this episode a little short. I think all the CCNs have been a little over an hour. I'm going to try to keep this one under an hour. Try to go economic.
Okay.
Yeah, see how it goes. Set a little standard for us. Think we can do it, Drew?
If you say so.
I don't think so. But I did cut down. I cut down on some things, cut down on some stories. I'm dropping some segments. So let's just get right into the first thing that I want to talk about here, which is, you know how that NCAA tournament's in town?
Yes, March Madness.
March Madness, yes. It's in, they do it in several places at once, because
yes.
So many damn teams. One of the spots for the opening was Orlando.
Uh-huh.
That was last weekend, right? Had a friend in town.
Yes.
Who, his name is Tim. We'll just leave it at Tim. No need to divulge full names here or nothing. That might even be his real name. That could be a fake name. No, that's really Tim. He was in town for the tournament with his future brothers, two brothers-in-laws.
So Tim was in town for a tournament.
For the NCAA March Madness tournament. Tim, his brothers-in-laws, his father-in-law, and some other guy who we'll talk about. We'll talk about what he did.
Eventually. I already know that.
We got to talk about it, though, because it's so funny. He will rename. I'll definitely give him a different name anyway. So, they're in town for the basketball thing. Like, the dad-in-law or whatever, the future dad-in-law, super nice guy. He got tickets for everyone, I guess, and they're staying downtown. They were here the whole weekend. They were staying at some hotel, anyway. And they had tickets for Thursday. Yes, Thursday and Saturday. No tickets for Friday. So Friday, they were hanging out at bars downtown all day, watching games. Getting wasted. They started at like 3:30. I was able to meet up with them at 6:30. 6:30, 7 o'clock, something like that. By the time I met up with them, they were all like, ooh, like you could tell. You could see it in their eyes. They haven't lost. They didn't lose their souls yet, but they're on their way. Some of them are on their way, and they're all from Pennsylvania. They're all from the Northeast. Shout outs to our Northeastern listeners. All you guys are getting snowed on right now in the springtime.
I'm sorry that your weather is so shitty.
Yeah, that's that Arctic jet stream that got pushed down. Google Arctic jet stream, people, and see what you're in store for the next 50, 60 winters.
Sweet
minimum. Tangent. So they're in town from Pennsylvania. Of course, they love the weather because last weekend it was sweet. It was like,
yeah, it was nice.
It was low 70s, no humidity, you know, it was sunny most of the time, I'm pretty sure. So they're like, yeah, well, at least the weather is awesome. But I was like, hey, so from being from Pennsylvania, what was your, what's your impression of Orlando so far? What did you think of our little, our little burg here, you know? Because Orlando's a weird city.
Dude, being from Florida, Orlando's a weird city.
Yeah, right? It's
it's landlocked.
It's landlocked.
That's what it is.
It's as far away from all the beaches as you can get.
If it's,
which is saying what, 45 minutes still.
Yeah. Still. Either way.
Either way. But yeah, I mean, so yeah, you're landlocked, sort of, relatively speaking.
Well, near lakes.
It's not like, it's not like this is Iowa or Nebraska.
No.
Right? That's, no, that's landlocked. One of those square states.
I couldn't do it, dude. I need a coastline. I need water.
Wyoming?
No.
Just big old square.
Shoot me in the face.
With states all around you.
I need water.
You need agua. Well, yeah, they were down here. They loved the weather, obviously. They thought the environment was cool in that, in those terms. But yeah, Orlando's weird because it's like downtown. For people that don't know, downtown Orlando is really like maybe 2 square miles, three square miles, maybe. It's really small. You know, the skyline that you see whenever they show Orlando Magic games on TV, you know, they always show that shot of Lake Eola, the fountain,
outside,
with the skyline in the background.
Outside that skyline, there's nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing else. That's the entirety of the skyline. There's like one building that's on the other side of 50, others, you know, the Wells Fargo building. That's never in the shot because it's too far away, so... Yeah, it's small. Downtown is small. And within those little 2 square miles, whatever, there's something like 90 bars. It's ridiculous how many bars there are down there. It's kind of absurd. So, that being said, they had an interesting perspective of Orlando. Because when they got there here, they were staying in downtown Orlando. So, they got to see it during the day when they walked to the Amway Center. No, not dead. No, more cosmopolitan. There's people, you know, dressed up because they're working and shit. There's cafes are open and people are eating on the sidewalk. The restaurants, people are just chilling and eating, and it's, you know, kind of quiet and laid back. And they're all right. This is kind of nice. They go inside to the Amway, and you know, they get there at 12:30. They didn't leave the Amway until midnight because it was a full day of games. All right, we'll talk about that too. They have some interesting shit to say about that. When they leave at midnight, they walk out onto Church Street. Now what
bonkers
are they seeing? And they're like, and you know, and what else happens with downtown? Because that's it. Because the little 2 square miles has all the bars. What happens? Everyone goes there, so you get the crazy mix of people. So they're like, they're just people. They're girls dressed to the nines. I go into the clubs, and there's like hipster dudes, and you know, go into whatever this place, and that is, there's all sorts of different types
of
people.
Homeless people everywhere.
And then of course, you know, obviously, yeah, the homeless people everywhere. Shout outs to the homeless people. Shout outs to our homeless listeners. They listen on libraries and shit. You know, they have Wi-Fi on the streets.
Good for them.
Hot spots. So they're like, what the? that blew my buddy Tim. That blew his mind. He was like, why? How is it so different from daytime to nighttime?
Oh,
it just completely flipped.
Freaks come out at night,
freaks
bro.
Come out at night, obviously, right? And I guess there are a lot of freaks in Orlando.
Oh yeah,
of all persuasions.
Well, I mean, it's weird. There are plenty of other places to drink in Orlando besides downtown, but for some reason, for the most part, most people go downtown unless
they want that party atmosphere.
I mean, unless they're over by, you know, UCF, the college side of town.
In which case,
is
they go
a whole
to,
different party atmosphere.
Yeah, that's a... Oh. Even in college, I hated those places.
Yeah, me too. That's why I always stuck to the house parties.
They were the worst. So the first day, they spend all day in the arena. They come out at night. It's crazy out. I think they... I can't remember what they did. If they did anything first night, they just went back to the hotel or what. So the second day, I met up with them at a bar downtown called Frankenstein's, which is, you know, hot dogs and beer place. My first time ever there. Have you been there?
Oh, really? Never been to Frankenstein's?
Yeah, I've never. I walk by it, you know, all the time. I work downtown.
No, when I was working at the Spoon down there.
Yes.
I used to go to Frankenstein's because if you got a beer there, then they would validate your parking.
Oh, okay. There you go.
For the thing.
And the beer is cheaper than the parking.
Exactly.
There you go.
So I would, you know, I would park in the parking lot there and then go to Frankenstein's after work, get myself my beer,
nice,
and then validate my parking. And then I would drive my... the mass home.
Very nice. That's actually a pretty smart idea.
Yeah.
Good deal. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
Other downtown workers, take heed.
I mean, I don't, man. That was almost a year ago. So I don't even know if they still do that.
I'm sure they do because they're in that building. They're in the Plaza building with the parking garage. So yeah. All the businesses in there probably have the validation ability. You know. So I met them there. They were playing the shuffleboard game that they got on the front with all the sand. I'm like, I don't know what this is. So I did my best to distract him as much as possible.
Yeah.
To the point where they're like, all right, we're done with this, and they stopped playing. I was like, sweet. So I got but they were all super super nice. Like it was a type of thing where it's like I'm only have like two beers, and then you know. 4 hours and 8 beers later is all right. Yeah. That was more than I expected.
Yep.
But they paid the father-in-law paid for everything. That's probably why I think he's such a nice guy.
That's awesome.
Because he was like,
thanks for getting me wasted.
He was like, don't you spend a dime. I was like, yes, sir.
Not a problem.
Yes, sir. We're best friends already.
I'm kind of broke. This so that works out.
This is great. So we were hanging out. It was cool. Catching up. Do you have any sort of like old friend that you hadn't seen in a long time? And then, like, you meet up with them, and it's just, like high school all over again.
Well, I mean, how long had it been since I saw the good doctor? You know, Mr. Divine.
Oh, yeah. How long?
How long had it been?
I don't know. You tell me.
I mean, he moved to New York.
Three, four years.
It's been since I had seen Bill, and I was up there, you know, last year, and it was like, what's up, dude?
Yeah, it's like he saw you last weekend. It was like, oh, yeah, come on, bro.
Yeah, it's been 4 years. It's like, what's up, dude? How's it going?
Yeah, well, with Tim, it was a lot like that, because I hadn't seen him in, when was the last time I saw him? Like, 03?
Okay.
You know, so over a decade, I haven't seen this guy. And then we see him, it's like, hey, we see him, we hug, and then it's like, so.
What's hey, up? What's up, how's it going?
So, how you doing?
All right,
you
so.
Got a beer?
Uh-huh.
So, what are you playing shuffleboard
so,
here?
So, what have you been doing the last decade?
Well, you know, and then it is the internet age, so. Yeah. Thanks to Facebook, I didn't have to be like, so what have you been up to? Oh, shit, you got engaged? It's like, no, I know we got engaged. Yeah. I saw the fucking Facebook post, you know.
Uh-huh.
Which apparently is going to be harder to do.
We're not talking about Facebook!
But it was cool catching up with them, and the, you know, it is a weird thing where there are just a handful of people in your life. I guess some family members are like that too. But yep. It's like, hey, you haven't seen this person in literally
a decade,
almost a third of my life.
Yeah, I mean, it was the same. Like,
but then it's just like just. Psh,
yeah, I mean, like
this
like
is why we're friends.
A friend of mine, John Jones, who I reconnected with, you know, recently, maybe the last 3 or 4 years.
That's a good name.
But I stopped hanging out with him in 11th grade.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere, like I said, like 3 or 4 years ago, all of a sudden he got me on Facebook. He's like, dude, what's up? How's it going? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come down to Sarasota. We should hang out. Totally. I went down there and literally within like, you know, 30 seconds, it was back to the old school shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't that crazy?
Nothing changed. Everybody, all right, you're still cool? Yep, yep. Your brain's still there. Awesome.
Yeah. That thing does change, man.
You look decent physically, I guess. Yeah, hey, awesome.
My friend Tim, he looked almost exactly the same. Like, yeah. Obviously a little, like, thicker overall just because, you know, it's not high school anymore.
Yeah.
But it looked pretty much exactly the same. Like, you know,
I got
you,
the
dude.
Same thing.
Good for you.
Pretty much I looked the same except for, you know, last year I grew some facial hair.
Yeah. You
know, 2 years ago, was it? Man.
Time flies when you're growing facial hair, dude. Man. When you're not paying attention to the scruff.
Yeah.
So it was awesome hanging out. And then this is when I was like, give me the scoop. What do you guys think of Orlando? And they gave me, you know, this is what, it's crazier, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, so what do you think of the Amway?
And?
Fucking second newest arena in the country.
What'd they say?
They were like, they were woefully unprepared. Horribly unprepared. They said it was pretty bad, actually. They get there at 12:30, and all the concession stands are just opening, and they get there, and like, let's go get something to eat. So they get the concession stands, and they're like, oh, shit, you know, we're just opening up. And apparently, because there's like, there are like six of them or something, they're like, we need like six, so we want like six orders of cheeseburgers and fries or whatever, and for some reason, the girl behind the register, like, freaked out. She's like, you want six? And she was
one,
like,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
And then apparently she's like looking at the screen and she's a little freaking out. And then she turns to someone and she says that they changed. They rearranged all the buttons and menus on the POS.
Oh, yeah. They do that from time to time.
Yeah. Good job doing it the night before you have a massive 3-day NCAA all-day, every-day tournament with thousands and thousands of people expected to stroll through those doors.
Yep.
Good job, guys. And she was like, I don't know where anything is. So it took forever just to get food. And then there's another point where I just remember the word inept being used loudly. <a lot. laughs> Yes, no, once, but very loudly. And it was when someone was like trying to get water, and they went to a vendor and was like, "Can I get some water?" And the guy was like, "We don't have water. We don't serve water." And it's like, "What? Yes, you do. You have water."
Well, maybe not.
For some reason, I was like,
maybe not that specific vendor.
But there was something about how the other people got water from him, or I don't know. It was a weird story. I was like, well, remember, these guys were drunk at this point when I'm talking to them, right? And then I'm getting drunk, so things are. But I do remember the word inept. Then he also said that at some point, like another person was standing off to the side, like official magic person, was like, pulled him over. I was like, here, let me get you here's some free water. Because this is getting sad.
Yeah.
So they weren't too impressed with the Amway on the first day. I didn't talk to them. Now they went back on the day after, on Saturday, the day after I saw them. So I didn't, you know, maybe they upped their game. Maybe they did totally. Oh, you know what did happen? They got the turkey carving station.
Oh, nice.
For turkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
Sandwiches are delicious. They love the sandwiches. Mm-hmm. They said they were good sandwiches. For $13, you know, typical. Listen, for typical sports arena place, $13, actually, you get the ham sandwich, the carved turkey sandwich, a bag of chips, and like something else, a third item, like a cookie or something. I don't know. $13. By the nighttime game, by like the 7:30 game or whatever, and there was like one more game to go after that one, they were going to get some those for dinner. They were out of chips, and they were out of the third item. All they had was turkey sandwiches.
Yeah.
You think they dropped that $13 price
tag? No.
Fuck no.
You're just missing less food.
Yeah, they're missing 2/3 of the meal, but they're going to charge you full price for that shit.
Oh, yeah, totally, 100%.
So that's pretty effed up. That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
That's what they thought of the Amway.
Welcome to March Madness, bro.
Welcome to March Madness, Orlando. I hope they turn it around those last few days, because that's sad, guys. That's sad, Orlando. Step it up. These people, my boy Tim, he lives in Philadelphia. You think they fuck around like that in Philadelphia?
Maybe. I don't know. Do they?
Maybe. I don't know. Philly is a pretty messed up little city. An old messed up city. Crazy people over in Philadelphia. Shout out to our Philadelphia listeners and to Tim and all his friends. I mentioned the story, so I gotta tell this story real quick. So among us all his friends, I'm not gonna say his real name, we'll just call him Brooks, all right? Let's just call this guy Brooks.
Okay.
So Brooks, he's a brother-in-law also. Just like Tim's gonna be a future brother-in-law of these guys, this guy's already a brother-in-law. He married the sister.
Okay.
Okay? So it's, when I get there, they're already drinking. It's 7:30, we're drinking for a few more hours. We go over to the Corona cigar bar. Because all these guys is like, I want to get cigars, right? Yeah. So we head over there, we head inside, and most of the guys get cigars. I don't, and another guy doesn't, because I know what happens when I mix certain things, you know. And I'm not trying to get sick. So I was like, I'll just keep drinking beer, and I'm good to go. Even the aroma of the cigar smoke in the shop was almost
it can make
like
a little wheezy.
Yeah, that was almost too much, you know. Anyway, these other guys though, they're been drinking all day, eating hot dogs and stuff. Then they buy their thick cigars, and most of them get whiskeys on the rocks, because why not?
They got
crazy whiskeys. That's what this place is all about. You know, leather chairs and everything. The dad's paying anyway.
Yeah.
He's footing the bill, right?
Why not?
I was like, yeah, give me one of them $5 bottle of Sam Adams you got over there. You don't have PBR? That's cool. I'm not paying. So Brooks. Super nice guy. I like Brooks. A lawyer. I think he's like maybe early 30s, early to mid 30s.
Mm-hmm.
As we're sitting there talking, you know, and it's like, this is after the cigars are done, and a couple people have already wandered off, and there's only a few of us at this table in the middle of this Corona cigar place. I look over at Brooks, and I notice he's looking queasy, a little white-faced.
Things aren't going right.
Things are not, and me and Tim are talking. I have Tim to my right, we're talking, and then I'm looking at my left at Brooks, and he's like, oh boy, and he's rocking. And then he forces his way up. And I want to say I remember him like shaking his head no, like damn it, like here it is, like he knew what was happening, right? So he gets up and he starts looking for the bathroom, and it's over in the corner, and he can't really find it because A, he's drunk, and B, he's never been there before, right? He gets like 5 feet away from the table, he stops, and then he turns around, so he's like facing me again, and he knows he's not going to make it, so he totally pulls the shirt over his mouth thing and right into his shirt.
Right.
And the way he did it though, like I was watching him the whole time, and then he did it. I was like, did he actually throw up? Is there? Because it didn't look like he did. And then he walked past our table, which then I was afraid he was gonna throw up on us. I was like, oh shit,
yeah, that's no good.
He walked by us fine. He didn't throw up. And then he walked around and he made it to the bathroom and he disappeared. Oh, nice. And Brooks disappeared. Maybe a minute later, one of the waitresses walked by, one of the servers walked by, and she, like, as she walked by the table where the dude passed by, she was like, what the? She looked down on the ground. She's like, what's this? And then she reached down and she picked up what appeared to be a piece of hot dog. And then she actually smelled it, which was weird.
And
they were like, why would you smell it? Why would you smell it? And she's like, oh, what is that? And we're like, we don't know. And then later, we think her friend threw up a little bit. So apparently, he threw up in his shirt, and as he walked by, some, like, splattered out of his shirt.
That's foul.
Down his front.
That's gross.
Around this is when, this is the point when I realized that there was a line forming at the bathroom door. Four or five people deep.
Somebody's having fun on the toilet.
And it's one of these, single toilet bathrooms that you lock, you know, because the place is clean. apparently, he sneaks out of the bathroom. And wanders off. And no one sees where he goes. And this is when Tim informs me that old Brooksy has a habit of
getting wasted and going home?
Of just wandering off. Not necessarily going home.
Nice.
Wandering.
Even better.
Even better. So we were like, oh no, what did he do? So we're assuming, yeah, he probably went back to the hotel, which was about, like, two blocks away. The only problem is, does he know where the effing hotel is? I've lived in this town for over a decade. When they told me what hotel it was, I was like, where is that again? I had to double check. I wasn't exactly sure. So I was like, man, they're afraid about this guy. So one by one, they kind of disappear to, like, go look for him. And then me and Tim are hanging out. We're drinking another beer while we're waiting to get some news. And then, like, an hour and a half later, we get a text from Brooks. Brooks sends out a mass text to everyone. And it's one of these drunk texts that makes no sense. And the only line I remember is, I did foul. I'm sorry, I did foul. F-O-U-L.
Yep.
And there's a few other lines that are garbled about ruining the night, pretty much. But it's like, oh, poor Brooks. He didn't really ruin the night. Actually, for me, I had a little entertainment. Gave me a story to talk about. And so then everyone else disappeared. They all went back to the hotel because they found Brooksy. Brooksy was cool. And I was like, yeah, let's call it a night. That's a crazy ending for them. That is when I took old Tim to Gringo's Locos.
Oh, God, I love Gringo's.
And he learned what a double D was.
Oh, gotta have a double D.
We each ordered two double Ds. Actually, I was just like, we walked in, he looked at the menu, and I was like, bro, trust me, two double Ds. Just pick the meat. Two double D's. He got a beef one. He got a pork one or something like that. He ate the two of them. He was like, this is amazing. Went and got a third one. I was like, damn straight. This place is amazing. And then that was it. That was the end of the night. So I sent him off with a full belly, hopefully giving him a more positive outlook of Orlando. And then as we walked back from Gringo's, we took that back way and we were behind Wall Street Plaza.
Yeah.
And Wall Street was like, they had the barricades up and it was bumping, shut down. Because it was a Friday night. You know? It was Friday at like 12:30. It was prime time. And he was like, he was like, man, I kind of want one more drink. I was like, yeah. I was like, my night's over, bro. I gotta, if I'm getting home, I got tacos now. It's like, we're good, bro. No, he can drink, man.
Sure.
Good old Tim. But he was like, damn, that's a lot of people. That's like, he wasn't expecting that. You know, it was like, you know, Orlando, what's up, Orlando?
No, Orlando gets crazy on the weekends, bro.
Orlando can get pretty crazy. A lot of weekend warriors. So that was their experience with Orlando. The Pennsylvanians coming down to Central Florida, checking out for sports. And I guess the town's acquitted itself okay enough.
If you say so.
Hey, at least the town didn't throw up a hot dog in the middle of a cigar bar.
If I had spent
apparently that's how you roll in Pennsylvania.
If I had spent my entire time
shout out to Brooks
in Orlando downtown, I would never come back to this place because downtown is by far my least favorite part of Orlando.
Yeah, but when you're living here, it's like that. But if you're visiting, I don't know, it might be a little different. If you're just staying here for a couple days and you're staying in like one of the nicer hotels downtown, and then there's plenty of bars and. Plenty of people walking around with that many people. Plenty of good looking women.
Oh, I mean, of course, that's everywhere though, man.
So what if? No, it's not. You think it's everywhere? You want to go take a trip to?
There are
you
want
to go take a trip to Omaha?
All over the world.
You want to go take a trip to Omaha, Nebraska, and go point out some beautiful women?
We'll have a fun time. I guarantee you, I can find one.
Yeah, you can find one. How many dudes are living there looking at that one woman? That's like Egypt. You see that? You hear about that video of? There's a video out there of a woman dressed in a pink top, like a pink tank top, walking through a university.
Uh-huh.
And just surrounded by dudes, Egyptian dudes, all hooting and hollering and catcalling like they had never seen a woman before in their life.
No.
Some of them were, like, trying to, like, grope her and pull her clothes off and shit. She's just walking through. She shouldn't be dressed like that, yo. She was asking for it, right?
That's what happens when you sexually repress an entire population.
I didn't. That was a joke. I did it sarcastically. I know. She was not asking for it. I know, but the people listen.
They're always asking. They're at. Chris.
So this is what happens with repression. No. When different societies repress their people in different ways. You know, we're hyper-violent.
Yes.
That sexual repression does that to them over there. Japan, they got their whole thing going on over there.
Yeah,
you know?
We're not talking about the Japanese.
But hey, we're not talking about the Japanese. Shout out to our Japanese listeners.
We're not talking about Japanese.
Man, it's crazy all over, man. Just that's the whole point of all this. Crazy all over. And before I get to all the crazy all over stories, you want to talk about something that's kind of sad?
What's that?
I gotta bring it up. And it's not movie related, so it works out.
Good.
Rest in peace, Oda Serrano.
Oh, I know. It's so terrible. I'm just glad I got to see Guar live a couple times.
I saw him once. You saw him a couple times?
Yeah, I saw him twice.
I saw him once. And yeah, once is good enough. But yeah, I'm super glad that I saw him.
Yeah. Fun show.
You know, they've talked about, because they are all encased in makeup.
Yeah, yeah.
They're wearing outfits. They've talked about having other people in their outfits. And Guar just going on existing as more as a thing than like a band of people. It's like more an entity. You know?
Uh-huh.
Other bands have talked about doing that. Kiss wants to do that. Yeah. They're trying to groom their kids to take their spots in the band, right? But I don't know if they're going to do it now. That's the way Odorous went out. You know, he didn't go out on his own terms. He just died. They just found him at his house, 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of young.
Yeah.
Kind of young, you know?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to be the same without him. You know,
he was the force.
Like I said, there was a definite point. I mean, and for as fun and as ridiculous as Guar was, they, in all reality, they were quite serious.
They could be.
About what they were trying to do.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what the point of what they were doing, the theatrics and everything?
Yeah.
Yes, they took that very...
They took it very seriously.
They took it very seriously, but then again...
It's hard to take something that ridiculous that serious, you know?
That's what made it so awesome.
Yeah,
because,
I know.
Because they owned it.
They did. Oh, yeah, totally.
They totally owned it.
I mean, how if you don't own it, you really can't have, you know, a giant marionette of Saddam Hussein come out and come all over the audience.
Man.
Because that totally happened at my show.
I remember they cut off, I don't know if it was the same show. I do remember Saddam coming out and they cut off, like, his front belly.
Yep.
Like,
and all the red stuff came out.
And it was like, oh. And they just bounced back and forth. And,
yeah.
I remember giant dinosaur at one point.
Yeah.
Eating someone.
Yep. It was, T-Rex ate Saddam.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the giant Saddam Hussein.
And the whole time, Guar's on stage in crazy makeup, walking really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, really metal.
Oh, look.
They're doing some serious riffs, and it's...
Musically,
awesome. They're pretty underrated.
Well,
I mean, the band's called God What an Awful Racket, but, you know, that's tongue-in-cheek. They're actually pretty good.
As a whole, they're pretty underrated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean...
They should have been more popular.
Well, it's just because they don't... I mean, they do take themselves seriously, but at the same time, they don't. It's that whole, you know, it's the uber ridiculousness, taking it to that next level of almost satire.
When you're walking around with that giant Cthulhu, though, hanging between your legs, the cuttlefish.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging between your legs.
Nope.
You're not really trying to get on MTV.
No. No, you're not.
They could have tried a little.
Not with that thing.
Rip Dave Brocky. That's sad.
So sad.
That's that. We'll see what happens with Guar. Guar. With Guar in the future. All right, man. Let's see what I got going on over here. I got 1, 2, 3, 4. I got some interesting things happening in the news. Let's start. You want to start international or at home?
Let's start at home and then we'll go overseas.
Domestic and then foreign. All right, well. This guy hit that there. I got these open. Yep. Okay. There we go. According to Staten Island Advance.
Uh-huh.
I used to live in Staten Island. Shout out to Shaolin. Rugged lands of Shaolin. Wu-Tang Clan. The Wu-Tang Clan. Don't you have the Wu-Tang Clan? That's what all those guys have, the Wu-Tang Clan in them. I mean, that's why they're all so Wu-Tang-y.
Sure. Is that lethal? Is that why ODB died?
No, he died from muling. straight up Mueller. what do you see there, dude? Tell people what you see. Describe that picture there.
I see a real life Pennywise the clown. Like I'm thinking it. I'm thinking evil, dead, demon clown coming to take my soul.
Click on the right button. Like try to go right. There's a maybe two or three more there. Apparently in Staten Island recently.
Oh, it is.
There are some clown sightings in Staten Island of dude, something that looks pretty much Pennywise. Like Pennywise the clown.
It's Pennywise, yeah. Straight up.
Straight up from Stephen King's It. Very creepy.
I mean, fat-faced Pennywise, but Pennywise nonetheless.
And because of the society we live in now, people not only freaked out, but they took pictures and put them on Instagram and Twitter. And the Staten Island Advance, SILive.com, put some together there. And that was bugging, that was flipping people off for a little while. The Staten Island Clown sightings. The Staten Island Clown.
That's really creepy.
That was freaking people out. And then it turns out that it may be tied to some like marketing company for some movie thing. But then those guys say, no, it's not us. So I don't know. There's no clear-cut answer yet. So what the fuck are these clowns doing in Staten Island?
They're being creepy and waving at people?
Yeah, those are some creepy pictures, man.
Yeah.
That first one is like...
Like, if I was walking home drunk and saw that, I'd probably freak out and punch it.
And then, would you run up to it and punch it? What if it's across the street?
No, I wouldn't want to... If it was across the street, I would chalk it up to a hallucination.
I think
I'm not going to lie. I'd just be like, man, I've been hitting the sauce today.
I've been hitting the sauce. And it's funny, sightings have been reported by the Grasmere and Richmond Valley train stations. The Grasmere train station, that's like 4 blocks from my house. My old house, that's the train I took to get to Staten Island.
So you could have gotten freaked out by
out by crazy clown guy. Yeah,
I know, but like if I was like walking around the corner and like bumped into him, I'd probably just punch him in the face. He's like, boom! Oh, dude, sorry. Freaked out.
That's what they gotta be. That's what these clown dudes gotta be careful, man. They can't just be doing shit like that. You can totally get themselves fucked up.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Absolutely. Okay, so that's what's going on in New York City up there. Staten Island clowns. Also here in America. Oh, this is a fun story. Okay. Nick Cannon.
Yes.
Are you a big Nick Cannon fan?
No. No, I'm not.
I actually don't mind the gay.
I'm actually probably the opposite of a fan.
You're an anti-fan.
Yes.
You're like Wesley Snipes and the fan.
Yes.
No, it was no. Robert De Niro. Robert De Niro was the...
Yeah, Robert De Niro was the creepy one.
Okay, well... Look at Nick Cannon. Tell the people what you see.
Why is he pulling the Dave Chappelle white guy thing?
Interesting. You said the Dave Chappelle white guy thing.
Yeah, totally. It's white. It's a black guy in white face. That's Dave Chappelle. That's his shtick.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Because Chappelle does that white guy voice so goddamn well. I swear it's whiter than me.
Yeah, but you know Eddie Murphy did that in the early 80s, right?
Yeah,
SNL. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The first thing I thought was, oh, he did the Eddie Murphy thing. The first thing I thought, because this is all about how Nick Cannon wears white face.
It's fucking racist.
And it's racist. And people are like, oh, it's so racist.
Yeah, well, that's the way it works. If me wearing blackface is racist, mm-hmm. then you wearing whiteface is racist. Fucking deal with it.
You think so?
Yes.
Because...
It's a double-edged sword.
No, how do you then point to the history of whiteface in America?
There is no history of whiteface.
All right, now how about the history of blackface in America?
It's racist.
Minstrel shows.
Yes.
That's where blackface comes from. So where does the whiteface come from?
Black people being angry about it. It's doing the same thing.
So it's more of a social statement, maybe?
More than likely.
As opposed to like when Ted Danson did blackface when he roasted Whoopi Goldberg. And that was just harkening back to the Al Jolson days when black people weren't allowed to be in movies. So they had white people paint up their faces.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a double-edged sword. I think that sword has one edge and it cuts one way.
I disagree.
It also depends on the intention.
Everything depends on the intention.
Absolutely. So what's Nick Cannon's intention? Why did he do this?
I don't know.
Promote an album.
Fuck him.
That's all. He was promoting an album.
What a worthless piece of shit.
Robert Downey Jr. Dropping Thunder.
Yeah.
Blackface.
Oh, totally. Throughout almost the whole movie.
Racist?
You tell me.
No, I'm asking you. Don't answer my question with a question. I'm asking you. Because I've made my decision. Single-edged sword. I'm asking you. Robert Downey Jr., blackface, Tropic Thunder.
I mean, if you want to make the argument of where it came from, then yes. Mm-hmm. Personally, I don't think it was done maliciously, so I say no.
Okay. So there are exceptions?
Yeah.
You're not giving Nick Cannon any sort of pass.
Fuck Nick Cannon.
Well, you just don't like Nick Cannon. He's got an album coming out called White People Party Music.
Of course he does.
Apparently that's the music he puts on when he wants to really get the party started. Calls it white people party music. Calls white people...
Like the party?
Like fist bumping music. Where's one of his tweets? He has tweets here.
Is he going to bro out?
That's the whole thing. Yeah, he's broing out.
Start broing up.
The name of his character is like... what is it?
Thad?
Like Marcus Smallnut or something? Or something ridiculous. What is it? Connor Smallnut.
Okay.
Connor Smallnut. It's official. I'm white. He posted on Instagram as Smallnut. What did he write? He writes, white people, hashtag white people party music in stores April 1st. Dude, go get it. 3 exclamation points. Join the party. 4 exclamation points. Hashtag good credit. Hashtag dog kissing. Hashtag beer pong. Hashtag farmer's market. Hashtag fist pumping. Hashtag cream cheese eating. Hashtag racial draft. Bro, I got drafted. Now that's a Chappelle
reference. Yeah. And with all those hashtags starting to get a little racist, now
those are all stereotypes, absolutely.
Yeah.
The cheese thing.
That's like saying black people like watermelons and fried chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Starting to get a little malicious there.
That is a little malicious, absolutely. So, race, man, it's a lot of fun. It's
borderline racist.
A lot of fun race. And
well, at least he's not like issues. Lauryn Hill, who's straight up, I don't like white people, don't listen to my music.
Yeah, well, yeah. Fight the power, bro.
Okay.
Fight the power. Here we go. This one, where is this? This is in, are we still in America? I think we're still in America here. Although this guy is from South Africa.
Okay.
No picture for this story. Former Animal Planet TV host sentenced for illegal lizard sale. Donald Schultz, the former host of a popular Animal TV Planet show. Yeah, I'll just stick with that. Featuring some of the world's most deadly creatures, was sentenced in a California federal court on Tuesday to community service and 9,000 fines for selling 2 endangered lizards online. Desert monitors is what he sold. A species of monitor lizard found in North Africa and South Asia were recovered by a federal agent in New York. Yeah, so there you go. When you see those guys on Animal Planet, they're all like, we love animals.
We love animals so much we will smuggle them illegally for a small fee.
$2010. How much do you think those reptiles are worth? What do you think he was asking?
Like maybe $50K each.
Oh, way too.
How much?
$3,000 each for an illegal monitor lizard. Who's going to pay $50K for a lizard?
I don't know. Who's going to pay $3,000 for a lizard?
Fair enough.
It's just as ridiculous as far as I'm concerned. It's a freaking lizard, man. Go outside. Get one.
All right. Yeah, right. Well, yeah. Go outside, lizard. Anyway. All right. Leaving the country but staying on this part of the world. Let's go up to Canada. According to Metro News, man committing random acts of kindness by giving out cash detained in mental hospital.
Why?
There we go. Richard Wright was brightening the day of dozens of strangers in the Halifax Regional Municipality in Canada by handing out $50 and $100 bills, Canadian dollar, obviously. Last week, he was giving cash to different people he encountered and asking that the recipients thank God for the gift and if they didn't need the money, to pass it on to someone else. The Prince Edward Island Royal Canadian Mounted Police were called to conduct a wellness check on Wright. When he was seen driving, the officers stopped the generous man. After speaking with him, they felt he needed, quote, further assessment by a medical health person. To put him in hospital. He insists he has no mental health issues. His daughter explained that her father worked hard to save the money, and when the family was on vacation in Halifax, he simply decided to share some extra money with those in need. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police would not comment on the specific case. Of course they wouldn't. So, there you go.
If you're handing out money, then you must be crazy?
And apparently, as of this story, which hasn't been updated, March 24th, only a couple days ago, still in the hospital. They haven't let him out yet.
How is that legal?
I don't know. Hey, Canadian listeners, because we got you guys. Let us know. How is this shit legal? How can you be locking up people?
How can you lock up some dude in a mental hospital for simply giving away money?
For just giving away money.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Mr. Wright has many supporters who have started the Facebook group hashtag OpFreeRichardWright, WRIGHT, calling for his release.
Damn straight.
So if you want to support this guy, Richard Wright, look him up. Put pressure on the Canadians to let this guy. He's just giving out money.
All we got to do is put a little bit of pressure. They fold.
Yeah, they
every
fold.
Time. Yeah, they're like the French. They just fold.
Oh, especially if they're French Canadian. Oh, this is Calgary doing. Actually, in Calgary, they're pretty tough. That's where the Hart family's from, and Chris Benoit, and a lot of wrestlers from Calgary.
I'm sure. As a country, they'll still fold.
That's what you said. All right. Something else happened in Canada. Canada, guys, come on.
Let me.
It has
guess.
Nothing to do with that Toronto.
Found a beaver.
That Toronto mayor. Oh man, did they find a beaver? Did they find a beaver? Or did they run out of beavers in Canada?
No.
They didn't run out. I heard that they ran out of beavers. Radio station outrages listeners by burning thousands in cash for a promo stunt.
Wow. Okay. So. What? I don't. See the outrage.
Okay, well, all right, here's what happened. Basically, they put up, the radio station put up a poll on their website.
Uh-huh.
We have $5,000 in Canadian cash.
Uh-huh.
You want us to, what is it? Do you want us to bank it or burn it?
Burn it.
Everyone voted burn it.
So they burn it.
They burned the money.
And people freaked out because people voted for them to burn it.
Yes.
That makes literally no sense at all.
Yes, it makes no sense at all. And you know what the radio station's doing?
Why?
Doubling down. They got a new poll up there. $10,000. Bank it or burn it.
Burn it.
I say good for them. Good for radio stations sticking to your guns. These people are stupid. They voted for this and then they did it. And then other people are like, and then when they actually did it, people put posts up. They're like, I didn't think they actually did it, blah, blah, and shit like that. Morons.
Burn it. So what? It's not like it's worth anything anyway, Chris.
Yeah, it is fiat currency. And, plus, it is their money. They can do whatever they want with their money.
Exactly.
Who's to say they're like, people are like, oh, you could have spent that, you could have fed people, or you could have done these good things.
That's awesome.
It's their money.
They can do what they choose.
And you know what? $5,000, you know how much $5,000 goes if you try to buy advertising space?
Nowhere.
What happens when they burn $5,000?
Everywhere.
We're fucking talking about this. I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to, where is it? Because I like their style.
Hell yeah.
AMP,
burn that money.
AMP Radio in Calgary. I like your style, guys. Burn that money. Burn that money. All right, so there we go. Speaking of money, Drew.
It's the root of all evil.
No, the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Speaking of money. Got any of them bitcoins? Can I bum a bitcoin?
Got
just
no
one.
Bitcoins.
Just one bitcoin.
Nope.
I just want.
I got none.
Just one.
I got zero.
Can I bum a 0.08 of a bitcoin?
No.
How about an Aurora coin?
A what?
Say a what? Icelander goes into currency cyberspace. Central bank frowns. This is an interesting little article, according to the Reuters. In Reykjavik, Iceland grew a little richer on Tuesday, at least in cyberspace, with the launch of a virtual currency. Its pseudonymous founder hopes will circumvent the island's capital controls and eventually replace the crown, which is their currency. To warning noises from the country's authorities and shrugged shoulders elsewhere, Baldur Frigjar Odinson said the Aurora coin aimed to free Icelanders from their financial prison. Since its financial system collapsed and controls were imposed in 2008, Iceland has been debating whether or not to adopt the euro or the Canadian dollar or go alone with the crown, which lost more than 50% of its value during the crash. As of the launch, Aurora Coin's website showed around 127,650 of the coins have been claimed out of 10.5 million to be distributed electronically. Two virtual exchange websites valued one Aurora coin at $11.41 and the other one at $10.46 each coin. You know what that means? Now is the time to buy. Now is the time to buy, Drew. So cheap. $10 gets you one Aurora coin.
Yes.
$100 gets you 10 coins.
So you're
they go up to 100 bucks each.
So you're basically investing in Iceland's economy.
Yes.
And if it's anything else like any other part of Europe right now, it's probably not doing so hot. It seems like a pretty shitty investment.
That's what birthed the whole thing to begin with. If the economy was going great, there wouldn't be need for an Aurora coin. Everyone would be happy with their crowns, but the crown sucks. So everyone wants the Aurora coin. The trick is businesses and companies accepting the Aurora coin and being able to actually use it. It'll be easier electronically, but then what about the real world? Now, see, we do have the Bitcoin ATMs over there in Vegas. So that's now you can go to a Bitcoin ATM and actually have a Bitcoin in your hand. It's a little more real now.
Does it look like the Mario coin like I think it does?
I wish it
did. Is it all 8-bit and fit in my pocket like that?
I wish. No. But it does say on it like 0.008 or whatever. Because, you know, one Bitcoin is now, I don't know, $600, $700. That's what I'm saying. Aurora coins at 10 bucks, and they just started. What if they sell those 10 million coins and then businesses start using them in Iceland? All of a sudden, there's a whole thriving little cyber economy there in Iceland based on Aurora coin. We got in on the beginning. We cash out our, you know, our 100 coins or 1,000 coins. Boom. Good to go.
You have fun with that.
All right, man. Hey, when I'm rolling my Aurora coin riches, don't be like... No, don't be sad about how you didn't get in on it with me.
I won't.
All right. I don't want to hear it.
And I don't want to hear it when it all tanks and you're out all your money.
Out. I'm investing like 20 bucks. Get 2 coins. That's all I need. When they hit $1,000 each, that'll happen. All right. Let's get the fuck out of here. Hey, less than 50 minutes. All right.
Congratulations. Good job, dude.
All right. That works for me. I hope that works for you guys. Hope you enjoy the show. All the bullshittery. Again, ChrisCresswell.com. Can't mention enough. Please go there. Reviews of stuff. Just put up my review of the Grand Budapest Hotel.
We're not talking about movies.
And what else do I have? It's not movie related.
I don't think you have anything that's not movie related.
You can check out our Instagram on chriscresswell.com. Instagram.com/cinemapressbelief.
That may or may not be movie related.
I know there's food, hashtag food porn, hashtag sky porn, hashtag clouds.
Saying hashtag doesn't hashtag work, sunsets. Chris. Saying hashtag doesn't work.
People can't search this conversation now.
I hate it when people say why hashtag can't you this, yeah, hashtag now, that. It's so fucking ridiculous.
And now people can find the conversation by searching.
They just say.
The universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say you search conversations about.
They just scream out, right?
They just scream out the window.
Search! Hashtag Cinema Chris Bodiso!
They stand there and they listen quietly.
Nothing. Damn it.
Like, see, I think my Wi-Fi is
works,
down.
Bro.
Like, where's my universe-fi?
And whatever happened, where did the hashtag even come from? When I was growing up, it was called pound sign.
Yeah, I don't know who started calling it a hashtag. And the pound sign, I don't even think pound sign is its official name either.
No, it's not.
It's called something crazy. Like how that one thing is the ampersand?
Yeah.
It's like the hooper whiffle or something. Who's going to say it? Hooper whiffle. Hooper whiffle that shit, yeah.
I will. That sounds like fun. Hooper whiffle that shit.
I guess it could be.
Hooper whiffle white people problems.
Hashtag.
Hooper whiffle, motherfucker.
Hooper whiffle white people problems.
See?
Hooper.
White people problems.
WPP. Yeah, that works.
Yep.
All right. We'll get that started. We'll totally get that trending. It's like Aurora coin. It's like we're starting our new... It's like instead of the hashtag, we're starting a new... It's a new thing. It's a Hooper Whiffle. We just need more people to invest in the Hooper Whiffle. And once everyone starts doing the Hooper Whiffle and then pops up as a trending, people are like, what's the Hooper Whiffle? I want in on the Hooper Whiffle. And then since we originated the Hooper Whiffle...
Then we actually have to find out what it is. We got to figure it out.
What, the Hooper Whiffle?
Yeah. We're selling this great product, but hey, guess what, Chris? I don't know what a Hooper Whiffle is.
They're just widgets. It's all widgets. Widgets, you know, you're just selling things. It doesn't matter. It's got to have a purpose. It's the Hooper Whiffle. We have a bunch of them, and it's the first sale. People want them.
They're digital, by the way. It's not a physical product.
You can only buy them with Aurora coin. We only accept the Aurora coin.
Correct.
None of that Bitcoin bullshit.
Nope.
So get at us on Twitter @Hooper Whiffle. and give us some of the work.